More and more, I cherish and hold on to a few simple truths, and they are enough to preserve a vision of possibilities. Some of these truths have been slow acting. I wouldn't have known their value when I was younger. Here's the most powerful of those slow acting truths. If you want to do the most good in the world, you won't achieve it through anything you say, think, or do. You achieve the most good in the world through who you are. This insight, which touches a deep place in my awareness, felt wrong at first. Of course, we have to perform what the Buddhists call right thought, word, and action. Our beliefs are worthless to others until we activate them in our own lives. No one is denying the good that occurs when people step up to say and do the things they hold in their hearts. A core belief in love, compassion, service, giving, and tolerance has enormous power to change the world. But after a while, I realized the most life-supporting core beliefs, along with the good deeds they lead to, need a deeper foundation than merely good intentions. Good intentions grow from many possible sources. Your notions of right thought, word, and deed may be a legacy from your parents, or from your religious faith, or from the value you place on being moral and worthy. These things, parental guidance, religious teachings, and morality, are seeds, and seeds only sprout on fertile ground. In other words, the best intentions grow and blossom when a person's consciousness is ready for them. Everything we've talked about these past 21 days, relationship, esteem, the experience of love, the power of living in the present, depends on your state of awareness. This is the foundation for the good we do in the world. We all exist. We have no other choice. Being here is where everyone happens to be. But that's not the same as radiating pure being. Going through life as an isolated, separate self is so painful that we seek the refuge of relationships. But the most caring and lasting of all relationships is with your own being. On that basis, all relationships become loving. As your awareness expands, you relate from a deeper state of being, which allows your relationships to blossom. This unfolding of love through relationships transforms life into a divine dance. There are real things that the generations have called the divine plan or the cosmic dance. I cherish that possibility for all of us. The potential to transform a troubled world exists in collective consciousness. 7 billion people on the planet lead unique lives, but collective consciousness unites us. There resides the power for change. You and I have shared the possibility for miraculous change in this meditation journey. What would be more beautiful than a whole world sharing this experience as one? I've made this my vision, and I hope you will join me by making it your vision too. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. We are one in eternal pure being. We are one in eternal pure being. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. This mantra means, my individual existence encompasses the wholeness of creation. My deepest personal reality contains universal reality. Repeat it silently to yourself. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Thank you. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. We are one in eternal pure being. We are one in eternal pure being. Namaste.